So finally, Corey, you may remember that Dr. Rupert also brought up this general situation. He didn't actually have a case, but the sort of the generic situation I thought was a really interesting question, and we put it into a case, and we asked the audience. So 50-year-old patient with a prior history of surgical resection of a squamous cell cancer, no adjuvant therapy, now has metastatic disease. What he wanted to know was about the Bev, but what he asked the audience first is, you know, what's your usual therapy for metastatic squamous cell? And looks like, again, there's a unanimous, just kidding, opinion. Now, there's a lot of variability here. Looks like there's maybe split among four choices in general. Looks like nab-paclitaxel, you're gonna, again, talk about that as becoming a consideration. Another issue is the issue of bevacizumab in a patient with squamous cell, but yet no squamous cell in the chest. So we asked the audience, and I see Corey shaking his head, no way, but let's see what the audience said. Would you consider bevacizumab? Most of the audience says no. Do you know anything about this, Corey, in terms of safety?
So the original randomized phase two, of course, included patients with squamous, and the safety signal was pulmonary hemorrhage. Now, this is the patient no longer has disease in the lung. It's outside the lung. It's in the liver and bone, and so you could speculate that it might be safe. But with squamous histology, I simply won't do it. It's contraindicated.
Dr. Perker, what's your usual non-protocol adjuvant treatment for squamous cell?
Adjuvant, I give cisvinol.